Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 15th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The African Union's 25th summit sparks debate on the impact of the International Criminal Court's indictments and term limits, which President Mugabe says are not practical.
In America, because it's a vast country, yes, that's where they have two terms. But in Europe, no, it's democracy. If the people still want a leader, let the leader continue.
The defunct Zimbabwe dollar will soon be in the history books as government seeks to phase it out completely.
We started smoothly, and we are ready that this will bring this conversation to finality. It has been pending for a long period of time now.
And here are all sides of the controversy surrounding the botched prayer meeting for missing Itai Dzamara.
First of all, it was actually resolved for them to allege that they would call off the prayer. Why? Because they were actually invited there in December. It was not their brainchild, it was not their project.
The African Union Extraordinary Summit taking place in South Africa has been overshadowed by attempts to detain Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who has been indicted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. President Robert Mugabe and Zimbabwe, a strong opponent of the ICC, is not a party to the treaty. However, despite efforts to detain him, Sudanese President al-Bashir left South Africa in defiance of a court order for him to remain in the country, a move the High Court has ruled as inconsistent with the Constitution that he must be detained pending a formal request from the ICC.
Meanwhile, in his address to the body, President Mugabe raised many issues that have drawn much attention. The issue of term limits has also come up for discussion. President Mugabe's criticism, President Mugabe criticized some African leaders for not respecting their constitutions, particularly Burundi's Pierre Nkurunziza, who has changed his country's constitution to make himself eligible for a third presidential term. But Mr. Mugabe, though, said the West must not impose term limits on African leaders, adding that if people still want their leaders, they must allow them to continue without limits.
We put a yoke on around our necks. We said each leaders must have only two terms. In Europe, they haven't said that. In America, because they are vast, it's a vast country. Yes, that's where they have two terms. But in Europe, no, it's democracy. If the people still want a leader, let the leader continue.
President Mugabe also chastised the West, saying they continue to exploit Africa for its resources and that he will fight the white man till the bitter end.
We will fight the white man. We will fight until the last of us falls naked with nothing. They wish our oil was theirs. They wish our diamonds and gold and all we have by way of underground wealth, all that wealth they wish was their own. How can these natives continue to have that? And when they look at their little island, the little British Isles there, naked with nothing to offer, except now the remains of coal, which they are burning every day. When they look at us and America, which is vast territory, with all those automobiles, the flying ones and the ones that run on our roads, the railways, the trains, they say, the oil we have is not enough, the fuel we have is not enough to sustain us. Not enough diesel.
That was President Mugabe speaking at the African Union. For perspective on President Mugabe's take on term limits, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached out to Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Regional Coordinator Joy Mabenge.
It's a very funny issue that the chairperson of the African Union was implying that it is not good for African countries to restrict their the leadership terms for their presidents or heads of state and government to two terms, because in Europe, as he said it, they don't do that. But you see, we are trying to entrench our own democracy in Africa, and the issue of the third term or the contestation beyond two terms is what is causing conflict in Burundi. In fact, you would understand that it is also part of what may cause serious rifts in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So that flies against the ethos and the face of what we are trying to do as Africans in terms of ensuring that our heads of state and government do not stay for two terms, especially two terms of be it 4 or 5 years each, and they don't stay for beyond 8 or beyond 10 years, so that we also have fresh ideas coming through. So we found that to be very, very much disturbing, but I do hope that the African Union itself will not get itself into conversations that would go the direction that the chairperson was talking about.
Your take on the Al-Bashir incident?
Well, this is a serious catch-22 situation, Blessing. You see, because South Africa is a signatory to, in fact, is one of the founders of the ICC itself, must be found not to be only embracing the notion of seeing to it that justice is done, but it must be seen to be executing justice itself. So the issue of Al-Bashir really puts pressure on the South African government, but it not only puts pressure, but it also heaps a whole lot of a possibility of a diplomatic fraud if South Africa does nothing to enforce the High Court judgment that says Al-Bashir must not leave South Africa. Well, rumor has it that his jet was seen flying off, and I think that really is going to bring South Africa at loggerheads with the international world, particularly the EU, who have already voiced their concerns, and probably the Department of the Government of the USA or the USA administration. I think it's really putting pressure on South Africa. But I must say in the same breath that what makes this quite complicated is the fact that President Bashir would not have attended the African Union summit if he was not assured by the South African government that he would not be arrested. So it's just going to put South Africa in a seriously messy position, but we wait to see how South Africa will meddle through this one.
A Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Regional Coordinator Joy Mabenge speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Johannesburg, South Africa.